Welcome back. It is a DeGarmo and Key interview program today, and this is now our second of three segments of a conversation recorded back in 1990 in Anchorage, Alaska. We asked him questions regarding situations about the church.
We all have a lot of pet peeves with the church, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I certainly do. And, I mean, the church is us, and it's certainly up to us to make a difference in the church. And, for example, I go through a Southern Baptist church, and they do a lot of things I don't agree with. They really do, but they do also a lot of things that I do agree with. And I try to be a part of. I think one of the biggest problems that the churches seem to have, and I say the church that I'm acquainted with, which is pretty much white Anglo-Saxon Protestant church, they seem to be leaving behind a lot of the basic things of ministry that Jesus talks about. And that's certainly not talking about all churches, but ministering to the poor and the homeless. And you know as well as I do that if the churches in this country wanted to do those things and really wanted to do them, there'd be no need for welfare. There wouldn't be. The problem is getting them all to do it at the same time.
So you think we're being distracted?
Sure we are. We are being distracted. And I just know that I have a responsibility to the church, personally. And I have a responsibility to try to make a difference in my church. And we all, the Christian that thinks that he can stand alone is foolish. Because it's just not meant to be that way. And the Christian that doesn't participate in a church of some kind is a Christian that's not serving Christ. So we're here to build the church the best that we know how.
Here's a great song that goes with that theme, Hand in Hand. Here is DeGarmo and Key on Streets of Gold.
classics from the 70s and 80s. This is Streets of Gold.
True, living the Christian walk is no sprint. It is a long distance race. I mean, we are constantly challenged every single day. And we're still going to go through troubles, going to go through those valleys and those times when it seems like, are you really around God? But the important thing is that He is around. We know Him on a personal basis, and that makes all the difference. Dana Key shares some viewpoints now about certain topics.
Hey, if you want to know what my peeves are about the church, then you'll be here for a little while. I mean,
we all do.
Yeah. One of the things that irritates me most is that I really believe that in many ways, we in our churches are somewhat puppets that dance to the secular media. I see situation after situation where the pastors expect the kids to listen to very tame Christian music. The same pastor will go out and get in his car and turn to the local country station or the local adult contemporary radio station and listen to it, the secular station. And yet he wants his kids to listen to Bill Gaither and Sandy Patty and some of the more softer contemporary groups. That irritates me. And the other thing that irritates me is the pastors out there in the world who believe in what we do, see the validity in what we do, but are unwilling to endorse us officially from the pulpit because they don't want to rock the boat knowing that some of the people in their church are against what we do.
Now, the video from the song actually got played on MTV, maybe for a week or two, but it still did get aired. Here's a song talking about the mark of the beast. Here is 666 on Streets of Gold.
I was feeling kind of restless, so I went out for a walk. And I ran into a stranger, and for hours we just talked. He said, I've waited for this moment all my life. This is it. And when I asked him to explain, he just smiled and told me,
six, six, six.
He said that things would get much better, but tonight is New Age Eve. I could even change the weather and do things you won't believe.
I got signs and wonders in my bag.
God said it, it's in the Bible, and I believe it. DeGarmo and Key on Streets of Gold. I mentioned earlier that song was played on MTV for a while. Now, the guys talk about crossing over into secular music and the problem that the world has with Christianity.
Problem is all the secular companies that have offered us contracts, they always came with a stipulation that we not talk about Jesus in concert. And then the times that we have been with secular have had business arrangements with secular recording companies, they've always lied and cheated and stole from us. So, I mean, we've never had a good experience dating back from the time we were 15 and involved in secular music. Everybody talks about how the Christian companies are just as evil as the secular companies. That just shows how naive you are, because the secular companies, we were involved with Capitol Records not too long ago, and it was not a very pleasant experience for us. This is what we've discovered in 11 years. Secular radio does not have a problem with religious material. They have a problem with Christian material. FM 100, the big station in Memphis, there was a Christian on-air personality who invited us down. He said, look, let's take your record. We'll go and talk to the program director. I'll play it for him. And so we said, great. We went down there and talked to him. He said, listen, that sounds great, but I'm not going to play this religious. And he gave us some expletives that we should delete here. And we said, well, okay, that's fine. We understand. And then last month, they opened up a New Age bookstore in Memphis, and they had a different psychic and astrologer come on and do an hour every morning last week. They don't have a problem with religion. They just have a problem with Christianity. As long as it's occultic, New Age, Hindu, Eastern, Islamic, that's cool stuff to them. But Christianity is out of style as far as they're concerned. For instance, we had some moderate success on MTV with several of our videos. Every Moment, 666, and Competition were played there. Then they new ownership took over last year, and they said, we're not going to play religious videos. And the new owner didn't mean they weren't going to play religious videos, because they played religious videos. What he meant was, we're not going to play videos about Jesus anymore. And so they took us off the air, Striper, Res Band, everybody else that they were playing.
I'm Larry Wayne, and we'll have more of our conversation with D&K next hour, along with the classics from the 80s and the 90s on Streets of Gold.